Well, now looking at the nuclear deal signed in Geneva, Iran's foreign minister says that Tehran will prudently respond to any unconstructive action against his country. Mohammad Javad Zarif has written on his Facebook page that Iran will seriously pursue nuclear negotiations and will respond to any improper action, even if it does not violate the Geneva deal. He explained that Tehran has given an appropriate response to the United States' recent move. In recent days, the U.S. Treasury Department added the names of 19 companies and individuals to its sanctions list for allegedly supporting Iran's nuclear deal. Crossing over to Tehran, joined by Dr. Mohammad Marandi from the University of Tehran. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Marandi. Let's look at the situation, sir. Now, the foreign minister is actually saying that Iran will respond prudently if any destructive or non-constructive actions are taken against his country. What do you think that the foreign minister means exactly by those comments?
It's hard to say. He's being vague, probably intentionally so. But the concern that he has and that the Iranians have is that the Americans have already violated the spirit of the deal, if not the deal itself. The very fact that the Americans add new companies and new individuals to the sanctions list is an expansion of the sanctions regime. And therefore, from the Iranian perspective, it destroys any trust that may be created between the two sides. Because in future, the United States could continue to include more and more companies and more individuals and increase it to whatever degree that it wants. And that, of course, means that the United States is continuing to do what it has promised not to do, and that is to hamper Iranian economic growth and to try to strangle the Iranian economy.
In your perspective, sir, is the nuclear deal between Iran and a P5 plus one dead, or is there still hope?
I don't think it's dead, no. I think that's going too far. But I think that it undermines any credibility that the United States may have tried to gain. One of the things that the United States has been trying to promote is the idea that the problem has been on the Iranian side up to now, which is, of course, not true. The Iranians have sat at the negotiating table before. The Iranians have never violated the rights of American individuals. It's been the United States that has been imposing severe sanctions against Iranians. But in this particular case, Americans have not abided by their own agreement, even with this new administration. Even early on, when the Iranians are trying to build trust with the 5 plus 1, the Americans and the American administration itself, by adding these names and entities to the sanctions list, has already broken that trust. So it shows that the United States is unreliable, and it has been unreliable in the past, such as in the 2010 Tehran Declaration, which the Americans written letters to the President of Brazil and the Prime Minister of Turkey, they agreed to accept agreed framework, which later on, after that deal was struck, the Americans broke their promise and went for new sanctions. So in 2010, the Americans violated their own statements, went against them, and they're doing so now as well.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Mohammad Marandi from the University of Tehran, right here in Tehran.